Hello and welcome to the Interception Podcast. It's the podcast that scours the internet. We don't care if we use the word scour that too often. We say it all the time on this podcast. We're just looking for all those news, notes, tidbits, things you may miss. In the future, we're going to probably take articles and repost them on Twitter. That's still in the works. This is a podcast. Listen to the podcast, though. And tonight, we're getting drunk.
Yeah, hey, this is the first time we've been in the same room together, and it's very awkward and weird. We have to talk very close.
We're
practically face-to-face. Yeah.
If you make out with me one time in this podcast, it'll make my night, so...
it might move.
let's do opening shots, and then I'll say, we are the whites when we do the shots.
All right, here we go.
All right. So, cheers to the Cabo Wabo shots.
Cabo Wabo, here we go.
We are the whites! Derek, how are you doing on this fine Wednesday evening?
Well, it's great. I took the day off of work tomorrow. We're going to watch a little American Thanksgiving football, which, you know, we're from Canada. We've said that before. But my favorite holiday because, namely because other people don't celebrate it. People just get up their own asses when they're all celebrating Christmas or Halloween and...
There's flights everywhere.
Yeah. Well, that too, right? There's flights everywhere. So just take a peaceful day off Thursday. People are like, why are you taking it off?
Watch football.
Just watch football. So I'm pretty excited. Except for Scott Tolzien playing the night game against the Steelers. That is very disappointing.
Yeah, that's going to be a tough one. Andrew Luck got injured this week. But no spoilers. We'll get to that in a few minutes.
Spoiler alert. We might talk about that.
Yeah, sure. Also, there's a very real chance we don't talk about it because we get lost on the track. We're going to get off the rails at one point in this podcast. It's going to happen sooner than you think.
It might have already happened.
Keep in mind. I just want to paint the picture for you guys so everyone's in the same ballpark as far as what's going on. We watched Survivor tonight. We know what happened to Survivor. We're not going to spoil it for anyone. Because we know the real fans are listening because of the Survivor references.
Because the one time we had the Survivor corner, I don't know if you guys remember.
Okay, doesn't matter what we used to do when we did the Survivor corner. The real fans are from Survivor, and that's just the truth. So we know what happened. We're both feeling good because of that. We're doing shots based on what happened in Survivor. This really fun Survivor drinking game. Google it. It won't be the same as ours because we made it up on the spot. Shit, I lost my train of thought.
We are already off the rails.
All right,
so let's get to fantasy football. This is a fantasy football podcast.
Yes, for sure. Fantasy football. I do want to say, before we get too far into it, Derek, can you please tell these people where they can reach us on? Because I feel like people were trying to reach us last week when we were in Minnesota. Yeah. And they weren't able to because they didn't know the podcast, Twitter and whatnot. So go ahead.
So here we go. So send all your hate mail, or if you just really hate Survivor, send it to interceptionpodcast@gmail.com. And like we've already said, we do have a Twitter handle. It's @interceptionpod. I think that's how that shit goes. Now, right now, currently, it's the most loneliest Twitter handle on the internet. But we just realized this epiphany, you know, we're going to bring our, you know, fantasy ability to the next level. We'll start retweeting articles that we read. We literally do actually scour the internet for fantasy tidbits. Not normally really to bring to you guys, more to just make our teams better, but why not? We can, you know, it's one fucking button. We'll push for tweets and we're going to have some good stuff. So follow that Twitter handle, you know, like instead of like following 8 Twitter people, you know, you follow us.
There's one.
We give you some facts. Boom.
It's the same reason to listen to podcasts. We're listening to all those other podcasts. Just listen to one podcast. Just follow one Twitter. Although have those other guys on Twitter too, but that way you can prove how fast that we are retweeting what they're tweeting. And that's going to be what... That's a game changer. I like it.
Yeah.
That's a game changer.
Just to see how good we are at retweeting. Because we're just going to sit on Twitter all day. I did want to mention, you do have to follow Schepter, right? Because he always has those like fantasy facts right away about injuries. Gene Bramble, actually, but you have to subscribe. I like the Fantasy Guys podcast and their whole scheme of things, but usually you have to pay money. We're kind of against that. It's probably not the best thing, but we are, so... Deal with that shit.
Yeah, we're not paying money.
I did want to tell you the doctor I follow, who is a sneaky follow on it Twitter, because he usually has the proper breakdown of how long an injury is going to keep a person out and saves you from a lot of the coach speak that's going on. Sadly, he hasn't tweeted in a while. So here I am flipping through my Twitter live on the podcast, really just making it super exciting about what's going on.
So exciting. I can't wait. The tension is in the air because he's going to find out who this doctor's name is. And did you guys feel too? I have hair standing up on end. It could be from the tequila shot, but it's probably because of the suspense that's getting built up by watching my brother scroll through his phone to try to find the guy's name.
It's killing me.
The funny thing is that normally I'd be at home and I had no idea this was going on. He'd throw it to me, kind of, and I would probably back him up and say something. But he is constantly refreshing pages. It is absolutely hilarious.
Oh, here we go.
Oh, we found him. All right. Everyone. We did it. Breaking news.
All right. So here we go. Breaking news. David J. Chow, MD. If you follow him, he usually has a pretty decent idea of how injured somebody is, and he's a good follow. So I think I would highly suggest you follow him.
It was worth every minute. Does he have a note to tell us? Like, you don't want to tease something that he said to
us? You know, it's really funny. Last night was our waivers, and I wanted to know whether or not I should pick up Wendell Smallwood. So as you guys know, Ryan Matthews is injured. So is Sproles, but it sounds like Sproles has like a broken rib that allowed him to play.
Both those guys didn't practice this week. On Wednesday. Both those guys did not practice Wednesday.
That doesn't mean much. But so I wanted to check out to see if Ryan Matthews was going to play. And after hyping this guy's Twitter, he said that he couldn't say anything about Ryan Matthews because he had once worked with him and he's not allowed to talk about it. So it really screwed me because I didn't pick up Wendell Smallwood and now they didn't practice and you picked them up, Dan.
Yeah. So tell them the full extent of what's really happened to you at this point. Because you've got a full 180 on what you could have had is now coming to me and now you're playing against Wendell Smallwood this week.
Yeah. Well, the guy that was in first waiver position has Ryan Matthews. The guy was clearly was supposed to pick him up and then he didn't. It was a ridiculous move on his part, and then yes, you got him.
Like, can you
You're
imagine,
playing him against me?
Like, yeah. Who's he expecting to get injured? Is what I'm trying to figure out from that guy in first place. If you have Ryan Matthews and you're not picking up Wendell Smallwood, who do you think is going to get injured in the next like 3 weeks that you're going to have to pick up? Because I don't think anyone else on this team has more of a drop off.
I hear what you're saying. If he heard the day-to-day stuff about Ryan Matthews like I did, then you could always assume then that DeMarco Murray gets hurt or Melvin Gordon gets hurt, J.H.I. gets hurt. You could paint the picture that a big injury is going to happen and there's going to be a big running back that emerges.
Can I just say who he's starting this week instead?
Okay.
Okay, so J.H.I. and Frank Gore.
Of course.
Do you feel more confident in J.H.I. and Frank Gore than Wendell Smallwood? If you do, then he made a good call.
No, I do, of course, yeah. I 100% feel better about both. J.H.I. is against the 49ers. J.H.I., he was even bragging about it. It's like projected for like 20 points against the 49ers, like the lowest run D in the league. And Frank Gore, I know Scott Tolzien is playing. It just means they're going to have to funnel a lot more through Frank Gore. Frank Gore is going to get like 10 points at least.
True, and Pittsburgh has a terrible run defense. Okay, so then you're starting those guys, obviously, your running backs. So in his flex position, he's starting Larry Fitzgerald. And his only other options to start at flex would be Julio, Kelvin, or Doug Baldwin. Kelvin Benjamin, Doug Baldwin. So do you think Wendell Smallwood is worth more than Larry Fitz, Julio, Larry Fitz? Do you think Julio is worth, Smallwood would have been worth, would you have started Smallwood in front of Larry Fitzgerald?
I would not have, and I'll tell you why. Larry Fitz is playing Atlanta. Atlanta's defense has been giving up some of the most pass yards
in
the league.
Huge pass yards.
Yeah. He's a good team. The guy's a good team. He's in second place right now. But nevertheless, you have Ryan Matthews on your bench. He's injured. I don't see why you don't pick up Wendell Smallwood. In that particular case, unless he hears the day-to-day, I doubt he even heard the day-to-day.
I don't either. But I think if you look at your team and you look at who you can start, I feel like I could not pick up Wendell Smallwood and just wait. But who's he looking on picking up then? So let's picture it as if he's thinking, okay, I'm going to keep my number one waiver priority so I can pick up the next big guy that's going to go down 2-3 weeks down
for
the road.
Sure.
Right? So if he's thinking it could affect his team, so J.H.I., Damian Williams?
Yeah, Damian Williams.
So, sneaky play right now. Let's pick up Damian Williams. Frank Gore, there isn't a backup. Can you talk?
No. If Frank Gore's out, you wouldn't pick him. It's Turbin, I'm pretty sure. But yeah.
Yeah, no, it doesn't count. And then there's no wide receivers, obviously. So is he banking on basically that J.J. is going to go down? Or is he thinking that maybe another major guy is going to go down who's got a legit backup and then I pick that guy up?
I think that's all you have to think that's going to happen. He's just thinking that maybe there's going to be a huge pickup coming up. There really hasn't been one big pickup all year.
To be fair, though, you're kind of betting on that as well. Because if you're wanting him to pick up Smallwood because he has Matthews, you're like, oh, I'll get the next big pickup.
Well, really, I thought Matthews was more prominent to his lineup before I really looked at it. I hear what you're saying. I heard a lot of people a lot of the podcasts we listen to talk about the free agent budget, and they're saying if you need a running back, this would be the time to do it. They're probably right. I'm starting to think actually that Ryan Matthews is going to be out 2 to 3 weeks. But for me, in my head, I'm like, I need somebody that's going to change my playoffs for me. I don't have a team that I think can win the whole championship in this particular league, and so I have to wait for that home run hit. That's why I'm holding out, and I think maybe that's why he's holding out as well.
Yeah, I can see why you would be bummed. Going through his team kind of changes a little bit of my opinion, I guess, on him not taking Matthews. To be honest with you, it's kind of the reason why I traded him Forte was because I knew he had not quite a plethora of wide receivers, but I felt like he could cover himself, and that doesn't make sense. Let's move on. Derek, we went to a fucking football game this weekend, and we haven't even talked about it for a minute yet, and we're already in 13 minutes. So we went to the fucking Minnesota versus the Cardinals. Also, we didn't say fucking enough yet.
we haven't reached the explicit status yet.
Listen, man. At any moment, we could be bumped explicit, and we could have those fans that we have are going to be gone. Right back to CBS podcast. So we went to the football game this past weekend. Can we talk up through our experience? Like, first of all, if our voice seem raspy, it's because we do football games right. Like, this is the second time I've been to an Arizona game, I've been to a Minnesota game this year. Both games, the week after podcast, my voice has been raspy because you got to yell that whole fucking game. If you're not yelling that whole game, you are not cheering for the home team or you're not doing it right.
Totally agree. First of all, I'm just going to go on a quick tangent. I just want to clearly point out we have been drinking a little bit before this episode. That's why it's a little jumbled, but we're going to continue on. So yeah, we did go to Minnesota this week, and whenever we go to a football game, we've gone to a couple Seattle games. We sort of realize the culture that our fan sort of needs to bring to each game in order to make your team win. And it might not make sense to everybody, but you got to scream your face off. Our form of screaming is usually targeting the quarterback and really just saying they suck over and over and over again.
So give me some examples. First, I wanted to give you guys an example. But first off, because we are drinking our faces off this week, because we were both in the same room, one of the drinking game portions is every time we talk about someone doing a shot, we have to do a shot. And so Derek just said that.
Oh, shit.
Derek just said that we had to do a shot, basically. And we're going to do a shot.
We have been doing shots.
So every time, let's do a shot.
I thought your glass was empty for a second there. Cheers.
Really wicked cups we got in the Minnesota Vikings game this weekend. Whew. We got one from one says the inaugural season. Whew. The shot glasses are on point. But for real, if you guys are going to a football game and you're not yelling your face off, you're not doing it correctly. I started the game off yelling as loud as I possibly could. I don't need it right now.
You're making some schmutz noise.
Clean my voice. I have a beer. I could just do this with beer.
I forgot you had the beer. I passed him a water.
Yeah. This guy thinks I'm a total vagina. I'm like a little bit younger than him. He just starts handing me bottles of water. at the football game, we started cheering right away. So, you suck, Palmer. As loud as I can scream it. I screamed it as many times as possible. A guy, six guys down from us, at the very beginning, is it worth it? Is it worth it? He looks at me. Is it worth it? And I explicitly yell back, yes, it's worth it. I said, if you've ever been to a Seattle game, you know how loud people cheer. I said, you guys will get there soon. You'll get there soon. But you got to cheer as loud as you can every fucking play. And I cheered as loud as I could the whole game. By the end of the game, That family that said, is it worth it, took a picture with me to post on Facebook to say that this is the guy who was cheering, you suck bomber all game. And they're like, you coming back in 2 weeks? We need you. We need you. We're playing Dallas. We need you. You got to cheer as loud as you can. Every second you can do, you suck Palmer. Drew Brees wears panties is a really good one. Oh, I hit the wire.
That's all good. So good.
Drew Brees wears panties is the best one there is. Drew Brees wears panties.
I like it. All right.
You suck Palmer. Like, they work sometimes. Sometimes they don't work.
It's interesting because I literally just do you suck no matter what quarterback. So we've done you suck Brees. You suck Brees. And that day, we broke the Richter scale. It was the loudest game ever.
Loudest game ever. Last year, 2 years ago.
Yeah, Casey ended up beating it like a little further on in the season. But so we did New Orleans. Drew Brees like intercepted, like, you know, threw interceptions all game because of us. But let's point about this Minnesota game.
Oh, historic, historic. Paint the picture.
All right. So we're yelling, Carson Palmer, you suck Palmer.
You suck Palmer.
Every game. Like every play, and then people at the stadium, we're growing on these guys. We went from the annoying assholes that you're sitting next to that are a little too drunk to the guys that are saving their season after 5 losses in a row.
Oh, if it wasn't for us,
yeah,
that's 6 losses.
So Palmer is thrown into the red zone. It's getting a little scary. So we're like, we have to get in Palmer's head. So we're like, you suck Palmer. Palmer misreads the play completely, misses John Brown. Xavier Rhodes comes in, catches the ball.
Oh, my God.
The longest play.
What happens next?
The longest play in Minnesota Vikings history.
I'm high-fiving people. I'm high-fiving everyone.
Xavier Rhodes runs down to the 50. I'm telling Dan, I'm like, Dan, he's still returning the ball, man. Turn around.
I'm high-fiving people. I'm high-fiving people at this point.
Xavier Rhodes runs it into the touchdown. He points at us. He gives us a wink.
Two thumbs up, right? It was fucking wicked. Oh man, we high fived everyone around us.
Oh man,
and they realized when they're that close, we're on the 10-yard line. First off, USA Bank Stadium, unreal.
It's a great stadium. It's a beautiful great stadium. Architecture. Great stadium. The way like half of it's glass on through the roof, so the light shines not quite on the field to give the harsh shadows,
but perfectly.
Was genius.
Yeah.
Oh genius. Man. Yeah.
And then like the sound carried so good that we were in Carson Palmer's head. Like, if you're on the first bank of the first row, he hears you and clear.
We saw tears.
Loud and clear. He pointed at us several times like, you guys take it easy. Because we were too hard on him.
Oh, man. He was remembering that Carolina game all over again.
Oh, that poor guy.
He's like, that loss was bad, but this loss was worse.
So Minnesota, basically, they're going to start paying us, hopefully. But we'll see. We'll see. But what a game. And honestly, I just want to paint the picture for everyone who could possibly listen to this. Obviously, I don't expect millions of people. But when you're going to a football game, just yell, man. Fuck everyone around you. If someone asks you if it's worth it, you say, yeah, it's fucking worth it. And you cheer louder. Man, it's football. The whole point is that you can have an effect on the game, even a little bit, just to fucking imagine it and have a fun time.
100%. Now, before the game, I had the ability to play the Minnesota defense. I wussed out.
How did you not think that we were going to have that big effect?
I forgot how much it affected. It's amazing because like, when you're at the game and if you're yelling loud enough and yelling enough profane things towards the quarterback, you can alter how the game's
going to go. Finishes. Exactly. I know. I feel like 100%.
But once you have control, you're in the driver's seat.
You have to imagine if Carson Palmer hears one time, you saying, you suck, Palmer, and you say it the same way every time, that's in his head, man.
Oh, 100%.
Okay, full exposure. I don't think you really heard me, but I feel like I had a good effect on that game, and I really had a great time.
And I genuinely feel like he did hear us, and he schmoed it.
Good. We had the biggest effect. I had to play my girlfriend this week. She played the Minnesota Vikings defense, and after we caused that interception for 100, the 100-yard interception, biggest interception in U.S. Bank history.
Yards.
Crazy. I texted her. I said, you are welcome. I cheered so loudly that I made that happen. That's hilarious. U.S. Bank Stadium, really good 3G service throughout.
Actually, you know what? I thought
3G service, yes, but their Wi-Fi
was garbage.
Yeah, they were saying that it was state-of-the-art Wi-Fi. I could barely connect at all. I had to go over to my 3G. It was very frustrating.
I was actually very surprised about, like, as far as having just internet connection, like 3G or 4 LTE, I had 3G LTE the whole game, and I was able to make a phone call to Alberta to make to talk about work in a stair hallway, which is like any other stadium, you're not able to do any of that. You can't even text, so that's pretty incredible.
Yeah, all right. All right, so so we
went. Oh, one more thing.
Yeah, okay.
The Vikings, the touchdown cheer.
Like, oh, Skull. I never
even heard
of
it. Skull, yeah.
Skull.
And then, we are the Vikings. Let's hear the ball. Da 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 da. Cha! Fight, 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 fight. Hey, man, wicked.
I wasn't down with that fight song.
No, I think that's cool, though, because Buffalo has their You Make Me Wanna Shout.
Like, oh, okay.
Bills want to show. Bills
go. I don't go to Bills games. Yeah,
no one does. I'm just saying, as far as like touchdown scores, I've been to a few stadiums, and I think that that is a fun one. I'm glad they have something like that. So, anyways, if you can go to a game this year, I know it's late in the season, even next season, US Bank Stadium, very, very fun. They don't sponsor us. Scour Pads does. But I will talk about US Bank Stadium tonight because I was very impressed with the stadium overall. And what a game, man. Could you be any prouder of the game? Like, we picked the game at the beginning of the year being, oh, that'd be a good game. Like, we nailed that.
It was a great game, yeah.
We nailed that.
And the game we picked last year was the Patriots versus the Eagles, which is another great special teams game.
Shocker, that game
was. We've been picking some great, just pretty exciting games. But yeah, like, it was America's game. Apparently, it was the main one that was televised that week, too.
Yeah.
So I'm sure all you guys saw the Minnesota game as well. It was very exciting. But I think it's finally time. Let's get into a little bit of fantasy analysis of what's going on this week.
For sure.
We might go a little outside of what most podcasts are doing right now. A lot of people are breaking down the Thursday games. I think we should just sort of point out maybe some under-the-radar fantasy players that we think are going to could possibly help you in a pinch.
For sure. Okay, so just so they can kind of have a bit of a jump on what we're going to talk about. So let's talk about injuries this week. And guys, you maybe should have picked up or can pick up still coming up today, even. Like tomorrow.
Oh, really, okay, yeah. Let's do
so
that.
So it's kind of still painting the picture going forward. But what guys should people be picking up right now, right? So okay. Based on injuries alone, we talked about this already, Wendell Smallwood. Matthews and Sproles both didn't practice on Wednesday.
He was the number one waiver guy, though, so he's probably already taken in
probably
your
picked up.
But I guess if somebody didn't pick him up, then definitely grab him. Also, Kendren Barner, only because, and this is probably not the case because it sounds like both running backs are day-to-day, Sproles and Matthews. But if they're not, Barner might be a pickup. And who knows? Like, what if Peterson likes Barner better than Smallwood? Like, I doubt it, but he could be speculative at if you literally have like the space to just give away.
So Smallwood, Barner, if you think for sure Matthews and Sproles don't play this week, how about the Boyd LaFell problem?
Oh, Tyler Boyd LaFell. All the people that I trust, like Harris and that, they're all saying LaFell, namely because he's not in the slot. Obviously, LaFell, he drops some balls here and there, but he's a touchdown machine. If you really need a wide receiver, he's got to pick up. But to be completely honest, we're in a 12-man league that has like large bench spaces, and there's wide receivers out there you're going to be able to pick. I wouldn't beat yourself up if you don't get them. Not to mention AJ Green could be back in 3 weeks, and then so maybe in a pinch, I say pick LaFell up. But both guys are playable. I'm sure you can find somebody else though.
Sure. Okay. Luck in concussion protocol. So do we think everyone on the Indianapolis Colts is not worth picking up at all?
Probably. I would still play Gore. I think he can still get his 10 points against the Steelers. They're going to have to do something. But anybody else on that team, I'd be very worried about playing. Like, I guess you have to play T.Y. Hilton, but even then, I'd be very nervous about it.
Absolutely.
Maybe like a tight end situation though, right?
Doyle or Allen.
Yeah. We talked about earlier in the season about how rookie and sort of like lesser known quarterbacks don't really throw it to the tight ends more. That's sort of a crutch argument. But in my head, I'm like, well, why don't, like, if I was a defense, wouldn't I be blocking all the top players and then just let them funnel it down? And then that's where, like, Doyle would probably step up.
Okay, so
I'd be worried about the whole thing, though.
Okay, so let's say offense is nothing for Indianapolis now. Are you worried about Pittsburgh's offense because they're playing Indianapolis? And so Indianapolis can't split up. Oh my God, I am fucking loaded. If Indianapolis can't put up points, then obviously you'd be worried about Pittsburgh wanting to put up points, right? So huge Le'Veon Bell game, but is anyone else in Pittsburgh really worth posting? Is this a blowout game?
This is a blowout game, 100%. This is the Roethlisberger scores 3+ touchdowns. This is the Le'Veon Bell that runs 100 yards and maybe he gets a touchdown himself. Antonio Brown. I would even consider playing Hamilton. He's the guy that's been replacing Sammy Coates. I wouldn't be afraid of playing him. I think he's a sneaky play. It's play all your Steelers week. With that said, I'd be a little nervous about the tight ends just because I don't know how the Ladarius Green and Jesse James thing is breaking out. I probably would skip that. I think there's some tight ends that you could play this week. I was listening to the Fantasy Guys podcast, the On the Couch one, and they were going over a lot of tight ends that you could play. One guy wasn't a huge fan of like Austin Hooper, but I would play Austin Hooper over both the Steelers guys this week. I think Bennett could bounce back. I think they were running it more for the 49ers. They won't run it as much against the Jets. There's some tight ends you can play is really what I'm saying. So just play the usual suspects for the Steelers. And then I'm like Hamilton if you're really in a pinch. And that's, you know, that's basically who I'd play.
Okay. So let's say this week I want to play Thielen or the Sammy Coates backup guy.
Well, Thielen, because Diggs isn't playing this week,
Thielen!
Right?
Thielen!
Okay, cool. That's part of our chance.
That was our chance.
Thielen's going off, right?
Okay. So let's say Chris Hogan?
Yeah.
Pittsburgh Steelers guys.
I hear you. Okay. I'm a huge Jets fan. I've kind of broken down that defense. That defense is getting burnt by the outside receiver pretty much just gunning it. If word gets out that Hogan is healthy, I would go Hogan. I'd be a little concerned about Mike Mitchell, the rookie who went off against the 49ers, having a big game as well. Namely, the reason I bring up the Steelers guy, I think it was Hamilton, I already forgot his name.
Me too.
It's for the really deep league, somebody that's really desperate to play wide receiver. He has a potential of a touchdown.
There's no chance you're starting Coates, right? No chance anyone's starting Coates.
You can't start Coates. Yeah, Coates is done.
Okay, Eli Rogers. Can you start Eli Rogers?
Oh, you can start Eli Rogers.
So Eli Rogers, Antonio Brown, Le'Veon Bell, that's who you're starting.
Yeah. If you want like a safe 8 points, I think Rogers is the play. Sure. And if you need something like a big, like a potential 17 points, then you go for those Patriots guys that we were just talking about, Hogan or Mitchell, depending on who's playing.
For sure. Okay. TJ Yeldon had an ankle injury this past week. Chris Ivory probably was picked up by anyone about 2 weeks ago when they had the whole offensive guard change. But do you think if Chris Ivory, let's say, is someone on someone's waiver wire right now, are you picking up Chris Ivory?
I picked up Chris Ivory in my league. I think he's a great pickup because he's going to get all those carries if Yeldon's out. With that said, I probably wait on it this week. And I would also be a little worried about week 14 when he plays the Vikings. He's kind of like sort of a pick up and hold and sort of see how it all shapes up.
Now, to be honest, though, you're keeping in mind that we won't be in Minnesota in week 14 to cheer against him.
It's true. We would not be. Like, he's going to get more points than if we were there cheering against him.
Okay, good. As long as you're thinking about that.
He's also been fumbling a lot, but who else are they going to go to, right? If he can fumble it till the day's long, are they going to go to Robinson? Shoelace? I don't know. I think that's his nickname, right? But anyway.
Yeah.
I think Chris Ivory is worth a pickup, and he could be like an RB2. He could be an RB2 this week against the Bills, too. I'm a little nervous about it. I'm going to stick with Latavius over Ivory.
Okay, here's the biggest question of the night. I want to set the mood for this one, because I know that you, we're talking about our league again. We have to do a shot.
Yeah, I'm just going to say we have to do a shot. Yeah, yeah, let's do it.
But I know you're starting.
I'll pour it out.
Kirk Cousins. You started him last week. And it's probably just a strain pick. But how confident are you in Kirk Cousins is coming? This is the guy. This is the guy who set the mind when he said, do you like that? This is the guy who set the vine when he wanted to do the hoo-wee. Hoo-wee. Am I doing it right?
Like, well, now we can see my hand motion. So I'm putting my two hands further to my shoulders, palm down, and then pushing it out. Hoo-wee.
Oh, he's not going higher with the second wee. I always pictured when he did it, he was going like low. Like, ooh, low, and then, and then higher.
with my palms, with my hands.
Yeah, I always pictured that. He's not doing that.
So all right, let's do a shot. We'll talk a little bit more Kirk Cousins real quick. Here we go.
Couple shots, guys.
Jesus. It's delicious, but I'm not good at drinking tequila.
He's not good.
Oh, I'm just drooling over myself.
There's water everywhere on this. I was in the liquor store this week when I bought this Cabo Wabo shot. And a guy, just random guy, said, be careful with that stuff. And I thought he was joking. Because I love it. I said it to him. I said, yeah, no, listen, I love this shit. And I drank it. But listen, we're down to like eight shots. Eight shots left. It's dangerous, Derek.
We opened it up this dangerous. Night. Survivor put us over on the Cabo Wabo shots. That's why this podcast has gone off the rails. It's probably why none of it's coherent.
Ooh-wee! Ooh-wee!
Or, how do you like me now? And then the hair scruffle.
So that's week three, Kirk Cousins. Week three, Kirk Cousins is, how do you like me now? Hair scruffle. And Derek started Kirk Cousins last week, so... I want to know, Derek, are you going to start him this week? Is that what you feel comfortable in?
I'm 100% starting him, namely because Mo Claiborne's out, their other corner's out. As long as their drives are turning into touchdowns and not field goals, they got this. Now, there's a little concern about how many chances for a touchdown they're going to get. There's a better word for that, but the shots, you know.
I'm just gonna pour another shot.
No, don't do it.
I'm gonna pour it just in case.
Just in case. I say ooh wee again.
Oh, you did it. No, you did it. Okay. Doctor.
All right. Kirk Cousins is right now, like, I think he's the leading passer in the league when it comes to passing yards. I feel like there has to be a little touchdown regression positively going forward with Kirk Cousins. And though he has sort of a harder harder schedule coming up, I think he's a smart guy to have on your team just in case. Like, if we remember last year, he was winning fantasy leagues on what he was doing.
For sure.
And against Dallas, this is going to be a shootout. And I think he's at least going to get 20 points standard scoring. But at most, like, I think his ceiling is pretty high, like 30 points.
For sure. So I agree. Yes. That's a shot, actually. I said, yeah.
Yeah, but not right after.
When you threw it to me, though.
I'm like trying to negotiate.
When you threw it to me.
Well, that's a shot for you, then. I didn't say yeah.
Oh, argument. Okay. Point. I agree. Kirk Cousins looks incredible right now. So what I want to temper everyone's expectation is... I'll slow down. What I want to temper everyone's expectation is that he was playing the Green Bay Packers, and Green Bay has not blown away on defense. So keep that in mind. They're playing Dallas. Dallas isn't a bad team, but I can really feel like, oh man, I'm loaded. I'm loaded, Derek. I'm loaded. I want to talk about how I feel like Cousins is not a bad play, but I would not want to play him this week. And that's what I'm trying to get across right now.
All
right.
If I'm going to translate this, because I understand Danny, drug Danny. Kirk Cousins played Sunday night. They played past 12 o'clock.
Thank you. Bill Simmons brought this up. Oh, man. He like led me to what I wanted to do. Bill Simmons brought this up on the Monday podcast with Cousins Sal. They basically said, hey, he's playing Sunday night until 12 p.m. Like, they're playing late, 12 a.m., because... how daylight, how the clock works.
It goes clockwise, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. They get to 12 a.m. and that's the end of it. They don't fucking ball on that shit. He played Sunday night till late, and then he's got to play on Wednesday, on Thursday this week. And to think that a team overall can recover in that short period of time is crazy. And I know that there's a lot of Thursday night games, but the point is, like, research shows that Thursday night games are lower scoring. So there is an effect, even if you don't think there's an effect. There's definitely an effect from a playing on a Sunday to a Thursday than there is not playing a Sunday, Sunday to Sunday, right?
Totally agree. The way I've justified it for myself.
You're saving me right now.
The way I've justified it for myself when it comes to Kirk Cousins is that Kirk Cousins is on fire. He's spitting fire. And I feel like the people who have the most punishment when it comes to little rest is going to be the defense. So Dallas putting up a lot of points against Washington is not a bad thing for Kirk Cousins in this particular situation. I think Kirk Cousins is going to ooh-wee all over that Dallas depleted defense. And it's going to be a shootout. Dallas wins, but it's going to be something like 35-30. It's Thanksgiving Thursday. There's always high-scoring games when it comes to that. And that's why I'm sticking with Cousins. And, you know, deep down, I wish I'm right. Like, I hope I'm right.
Do you have any kind of, like, background hope for Kirk Cousins just wanting to, like, get the money he deserves kind of thing? Because he had a huge season this year, and he bet on himself last year by not taking, like, the long contract. So him saying, how do you like me now? How do you like me now? I'm, like, messing up the guy's head.
You don't need to mess my hair up in order to prove your
I
point.
I didn't need to. No, I didn't need to. I just wanted to. But how do you feel right now that I messed your hair up? How do you feel? Like, in this moment, say what you say.
Well, it could be worse. We could be trying to recreate the scene of Ghost with Swayze.
Listen, I'm not going to touch your dick tonight.
That's not quite what I'm saying.
Oh, should we talk about Tyreek Hill and then getting this?
I'm talking more about interracial pottery. Wait, maybe I'm misremembering Ghost now that I think about it. Was Whoopi Goldberg involved in the pottery scene? I don't even know now.
I picture dreads, so it's good. Yeah. Where are we?
Oh my god. Something to do with like incest, which is really weird. It's so weird.
Okay.
Kirk Cousins, I feel like clearly he's working for a contract where he makes more money. He's very passionate about it. Like, and he's dropping bombs right now. He's playing very well right now.
For sure. R. Kelly. Do you love R. Kelly? Because he's busting on clauses, my friend.
Do you love segues? Well, let me tell you about R. Kelly. So, R. Kelly this week, you know, also on Washington, he's been, you know, a great play for a lot of people. I don't think he's going to be the player everybody thinks he is.
He's winning me a league.
I don't think he's going to be the 30-point guy that we've seen. But he's an RB2. I think he's a solid RB2 that people who probably didn't have a running back are picking up or have. And he's going to help a lot of teams out. I know Dan's dying to bring up the fact that, you know, R. Kelly, though he's trying to rebrand himself as Fat Rob, he's actually has the name R. Kelly of the famous rap artist that urinated on a 13-year-old.
Tweet, and tweet, tweet.
I don't know what that means. Sure, tweet, tweet, tweet. Some kind of urination chant. I don't know. Danny, I'm not into water sports. I don't understand what tweet, tweet, tweet means. But on the Bill Simmons podcast, they almost mentioned, they basically did mention
that he's busted out of the closet.
Not out of the closet.
That he can fly.
I believe I can fly R. Kelly.
Because his biggest hit. His biggest hit. All
right. I didn't actually think you were going to call me out on this. We said on other podcasts that I was going to sing I Believe I Can Fly if any podcast mentions R. Kelly and the parallels. I don't think, to be honest, I don't think the Bill Simmons podcast counts.
Maybe they didn't fully get it.
But it's not a fantasy podcast either.
They're talking about football.
But I'll try. I'll sing the hook because I don't know any of the other stuff. I didn't didn't do the research enough.
Yeah, I think I can find who I can touch this guy.
All right.
I believe every time and day.
Oh, and I'm pretty good at my falsetto, so here we go.
Can we get it going? We need the background music.
All right, here we go. Let's be quiet. We get isolated. Let's get like this. I believe I can fly. I believe I can touch the sky. Every motherfucking night and day. I'm gonna jizz on you every day.
I believe I can soar.
And you better take it, you for that dirty open heart. Door. Oh, the open door. Sorry,
I can fly. I can fly. I believe I can fly. I can fly.
Danny was tapping my arm. He's like, go with this. Go with this. I'm like, I am not going with this.
I thought tapping his arm would be enough. It wasn't. I can fly. You don't know.
I don't remember that part.
You do not know the song.
Nah, I don't.
Oh, R. Kelly made a hit and you don't remember it.
He ruined
R. Kelly made a hit. You don't remember it.
Was that Rick Ross? I don't even know.
Oh my god, I just lost my own life. That was a double laugh. It was so funny, I almost died.
Oh man, we've never gone off the rails as hard as that.
Okay, where are we now?
So we gave you the amazing fantasy facts of Kirk Cousin good and Rob Kelly also good.
Okay, I have one more point. One more point before we get too crazy tonight. Because you want to... Jay Cutler, does anyone care? Does anyone care?
Jay Cutler's out? So Jay Cutler... Well, the Bears are actually saying he's week to week, so Jay Cutler might be out. I actually dropped Alshon Jeffrey because I was like, fuck, without Cutler. And then all of a sudden...
RG3 is probably the best thing for them right now.
Did you say RG3?
Oh, Browns.
That's the Browns. Yeah. You're right. They're both
Chicago's
just as bad.
Totally fucked. poor guys. Gronk, can you believe... Is there a world that you thought that Martellus Bennett did not have a big week last week?
I played Martellus Bennett last week against the 49ers. I thought he was going to go off. He just came off like a 100-yard game against Seattle.
Yeah.
I was listening to the On the Couch podcast. I've already brought up earlier this podcast. They were saying it depends on whether a defense is zone or man. They're saying that if it's man, that Bennett's actually going to have a really great game. They're saying if it's zone, it's going to be Hogan or Mitchell. It's going to be more or Amendola, the quicker wide receivers. I have to believe it. Like, I'm not an analyst. I don't know. So going into the Jets, like what kind of game do they play? I actually don't know, but I guess it'd be stupid if they weren't playing zone because they're... Like, Revis is playing like garbage. How are they going to play man? So you might want to stay away from Bennett again, even though, I don't know, I'm leaning towards playing Bennett, to be completely honest. But if this man versus zone thing is a real thing, Amendola and Edelman might be a better play in that week. That's where I'm standing on that one.
So what if Gronk plays, though?
I think Gronk plays and you play Bennett.
Play Bennett?
Yeah, because the Jets are going to be like, okay, well, let's not make sure Gronk scores. And then all of a sudden, Bennett's going biggity, biggity, boom. 60 yards, maybe a touch. I don't know. Bennett's fucking me over, to be honest, because the Patriots know their best offense is with Bennett in the passing game, but they can be cocky as fuck as they're playing the easiest teams right now. And so it's kind of tough to know when to play Bennett, but I don't have the heart to drop him. I literally have three tight ends on my team right now, Ertz, Gates, and Bennett, and I can't drop any of them because I think they could all possibly be very good this week.
For sure. I remember reading something along the lines of, because Bill Belichick is supposed to be the biggest mastermind in the history of football. He's hardcore.
On top of him being the best coach, for some reason he's hardcore as well.
They wanted to be as hardcore as possible. I don't know. What's the judgment level? Like, where do you get hardcore or not? Let's get on. Let's stay away from that talk. Don't have time for that tonight. But Bill Belichick, I think it's Bill Simmons' podcast, basically brought up the fact that, do you think that Bill Belichick is simply not playing certain offenses against teams just because they don't want the defense to know that offense is even an ability. So, like, by so
maybe I know what you're saying. Okay. Can I take this? Can I run with this?
Please.
All right. You're saying because the Patriots are so talented, they realize the fact that if they can win a game without showing their whole cards, their whole hand,
exactly,
they're going to be in a great spot going into the playoffs. And that's why they're not really showing fully the full double tight end set. And it would explain also why they would show it to Seattle, a team that they want to beat and sort of show off to, but not show it to a team like 49ers where they should probably win no matter what.
Exactly.
The funny thing is I actually think you're right. Like, that's what they are doing, but they don't have any hard games coming up. I have to hope on their hatred for the Jets, which there is a lot of hatred for the Jets.
Division game, though. Division game. It's a little bit different with a division game.
Exactly.
Even if you think you're going to win the division outright, you still have to win a division game.
You are right. And that's why I'm leaning towards Bennett over Gates this week. Even though every analyst you ever look at is going to have Gates higher. Oh, fuck. Bennett's going to get a touchdown. He's getting a touchdown this week. He's probably getting a touchdown. And it's so hard. Like, when you play enough fantasy football, at a certain point, you're like, what do I know? I have to go with the analysts. Well, this week, I might be saying, fuck the analysts. I might be playing Bennett just because I know the Jets more than anybody else does. And I know that they're going to stop the run. That means Bennett's not going to be forced to be blocking for the run, and Bennett's going to be able to be a receiver and get those points that I need.
Okay, let's look at this from the other side, though. The Jets play New England. Let's say they could put up the score that you want for the tight end of the New England to do well, or any other player of New England to do well. Who on the Jets is going to do so good this week that you should start them? I got to take a piss.
Oh, is he? Okay.
Talk.
I'm going to have to filibuster this. All right. I think, so really what he was setting up was the idea that the Patriots usually shut down a main aspect of the other team's offense or defense. I do feel that if they were to shut something down, it would probably be the running game, right? Because Matt Forte has been so strong in that offense. If they just force Fitzpatrick to pass more, I think they would have a better advantage of or a better chance of winning that game. And so I think if you were going to play somebody, I think they're going to let those passes happen. You might want to play Marshall finally this week, or maybe even the secondary receivers, because I think they're going to stack the box and just say, okay, we think you're going to throw a couple of interceptions, so Ryan Fitzpatrick, you're totally out of luck. Now, with that said, I'm totally left out on my own on this podcast, so I think I'm going to maybe talk about some other key facts that I've been thinking about. Especially with regarding to that Jets Patriots game, and I said a little bit of this earlier. I think the Jets secondary can't stop the long pass, so definitely keep an eye on whether or not Hogan is playing. How injured he is about the back. Mike Mitchell really could go off.
Mitchell, I like Mitchell a lot. You're back. Really good points the whole way.
I told them all you're going. Like, what's up? I'm like, sorry.
I played that perfectly. They have no idea.
Yeah. They didn't hear the whisper. Hey, I got to take a piss. I'm going to shake it twice.
Mike Mitchell, though.
Mike Mitchell. Okay, on the Harris podcast this week, he was hoping Mike Mitchell wouldn't get a touchdown because he wanted it to be the podcast little secret. Mike Mitchell might be a great dynasty play. He's saying Chris Harris, who knows way more about Gamefold than we do, clearly.
Way more.
He might be a pickup. And don't you see, like, couldn't the Patriots just be like, okay, Hogan, you're all right, but we're going to go a little more Mike Mitchell on this. Yeah, Mike Mitchell might be a pickup. I picked him up for 5 seconds and dropped him for Henry, but just keep an eye on Mitchell. He could be a pickup.
Yeah. Really good points, man.
I'm just gonna drink some of this beer here.
I was still drinking at the same time. Yeah, where are we at right now in the podcast overall?
We should get into the bet of the weeks.
We're at the bet of the week.
All right, here we go. Welcome to the bet
of
the
week. The B-E-A-K.
Oh my god.
The best throw you ever had. Ever.
That might be the best one. We might have to isolate that one for the future.
Yeah, it should definitely be isolated. He was questioning the isolation of that one.
So this is where I go and find out what the hell the spreads were. I haven't even looked at it.
52 minutes we're into this podcast. So let's keep in mind, first of all, that I feel like I have done more shots than my friend Derek here, who is my brother.
My friend!
He is a white. But I feel like we both did these last two shots of this 26er, because I had at least four more shots.
Half the bottle.
Listen, sometimes you have to do a shot.
Okay, let's do a shot, and then we'll pick the better.
We'll do shots. Oh, we'll pick the... Listen.
All right, let me visualize this. I don't want to puke.
Before you visualize it.
I don't want to puke.
Let me pull up BetDSI. They're not sponsoring us. So
oh, don't get me on with the BetDSI where they fucked me out of a lot of money.
You have fucked out of a lot of money? Please tell us.
All right, fine. I've been wanting to...
Since week one.
Since week one, I wanted to bring this up. All right. So Chris Harris's podcast, sponsored by BetDSI. And I'm like, Chris Harris would never steer me wrong. So I put money in BetDSI. I think it was like $40. And then I bet a lot of money during the playoffs last year. I won like, I ended up turning my $40 into $75. But that's when they like informed me, or at least I found out, you actually can't deposit money unless you have like $75. And then you also get dinged $35 just for your deposit. So all of a sudden, you need $105 just to deposit money from them. And I wasn't willing to do that. I was just like, are you serious? Like, I put money in and now I have to win more money just to be able to withdraw money and actually make something. And it's just like, how can you be called like one of the best sports books when you're trying to scam out your people? Anyway, after that, I put a lot of that money on Bernie Sanders, and then I ended up losing it all. But it's not the point. The main point is, like, you put money into something, and then if you want to withdraw, you should be able to withdraw at any time without any penalty.
And Bernie Sanders should win.
What? I don't know what you said there.
And Bernie Sanders should win.
Oh, well, Bernie Sanders clearly should have won. Well, let's not get crazy about that, all right? Clearly, Bernie Sanders... You know, I heard today that Hillary Clinton...
We're from Canada.
I know, but I was looking into it. Hillary Clinton actually is up 2 million plus on the popular vote and still lost the election. That's crazy to me. I don't think Canada elections can even work that way, where like somebody who has more votes ends up losing the election. Yeah. With that said, I don't know. As time goes by, and this is going to be a little dicey, guys... Donald Trump is a little more exciting just for entertainment value. We're from Canada.
Yeah,
we can't be hurt from it. Like, I don't like his casual racism. Like, don't get me wrong.
Yeah, unless we have casual racism. Right?
Well, no. I'm saying I don't like his casual racism.
Yeah, but we have casual racism.
Okay, and his sexism. I'm not a big fan
of
that either.
We're pretty much Donald Trump right now.
Are we the Donald Trump podcast?
We have 20 people who are still listening to us. We apologize for the last few minutes of comments.
Well, it's very interesting because anybody that's made it this far is definitely masturbating to our voices, because there's no other excuse to like, oh my god, those are some sexy voices. I have to touch myself. That's the only explanation.
There's no reason that anyone who have ever heard me at work would still be listening at this point.
It's like, how many times have you drank a lot of alcohol and smoked a little bit of the medical THC? to realize that you're like, this is going to be very entertaining if we ever recorded ourselves.
Let's keep this.
But
okay, bet of the week.
I just want to say, now that you're listening to this podcast, you realize that every single time you've ever said that, you've been incorrect. If you're too inebriated and you think you're going to be very entertaining to people, it's probably not the case. This case in point is this podcast.
This point.
All right, bet of the week. So I'm going to go through and see what the over-under based on the app. I used to score. I think it's a Canadian app.
It's a scoring thing we used to use.
You were fucking hammered, dude.
You said score.
Yeah, no, but you said, it's a score. Yes.
Yeah.
Sorry, I'm not trying to dis... Oh, see, now I feel-
oh, I'm offended. No. I honestly thought that you were saying it's a scoring thing that we used to use was saying that we used to score things and then pick our app. We're going to fist fight today. We're going to fist fight. This is going to be great.
All right. So,
okay, this is a straight up fist fight. This is a fist fight coming here. So right. Keep listening. We're gonna fist fight.
Right. This is gonna be very Donald Trump. We've already talked about how this podcast is gonna be very Donald Trump. I had a friend in my school. He was Native, and every time he got really drunk,
Indian?
Every time he got. His name was clearly not Ian. He was Native. Every time he got super drunk, he would say, "You think you're better than me?" And then he would stare down people, and it'd be very awkward. I'm just saying, you're acting like a Native person. I'm not trying to be racist.
Oh, my God. We're at that point.
Oh, God. This is off the rails.
You are off the rails right now. You're calling me Native? Shot, man.
Yeah, okay, let's do
shot. All right.
But I did want to say, calling you Native is pretty fitting for the Thanksgiving season, so let's do a cheers to American Thanksgiving.
Oh, say, can you see?
Get them drunk and then sell them some skin pelts or something.
I spilled, guys.
We've had too many shots. Alright, bet of the week. We have gone off the rails.
Alright. Oh man. That
shot was not,
that was
the worst shot.
All right,
where's my beer? I need to take a sip of my beer here.
Let's both just do this. Let's cheers. Because I feel like my hate was going on with that.
Yeah, you're right. You're right.
And then we'll just eat beer shot.
It's like, fuck Pocahontas, but what's bury down the hatches? Actually, you know what? Pocahontas is good, too.
Yeah, you could have stopped at Pocahontas.
The Disney film.
Let's both fuck
with
Pocahontas.
With Rafiki. Go on.
Right. Yeah, we'll both fuck Pocahontas.
All right, that's a little weird.
You can go first, at the same time. Man. Whatever. It's only weird if we do it at the same time.
Oh my god.
Okay, let's talk football for a few minutes. Right. Okay, listen. Thursday night football, the one time of the year that Thursday night football really doesn't exist like it did the past week. So everyone says Thursday night football, the running backs are going to have a good game. Wide receivers, the score point total doesn't really mean anything this week because it's Thanksgiving. Is that true, Elise? Please tell me that's true, Elise.
I don't know what you just said there.
We are fucking loaded, man.
Alright. So I was just looking at the spreads. I'm keeping my soberness for at least another 15 minutes
before this tequila kicks in. Your past. Thursday night games on Thanksgiving. Does it have as big as an effect as past year Thursday nights through the season?
I hear what you're saying. Oddly enough, it's really weird, but yeah, you're right. Thanksgiving games usually, for some weird reason, have
play
higher
like a
scoring.
Sunday game. Yeah, play like a Sunday game.
They play like a Sunday game. Okay. Yeah, you're right.
So you're not playing this Thursday night games coming up as you would any other Thursday night game. You're playing it like it's a Sunday game. Yeah, yeah. It's hard to simplify it because you have to think they didn't have a lot of rest. We just talked about Kirk Cousins and how
other than the Washington. Yeah, you're right. Fuck.
But fucking with Washington. That said.
Oh, I'm just burping up some of this tequila.
Yeah, 1 hour, 1 minute. We're good.
We're almost done.
go ahead.
There's a lot of high scores. Detroit's been putting up a lot of high scores, so you might want to think about playing them. Even though, like, doesn't it feel deep down that Minnesota's going to beat Detroit this week?
I feel like Minnesota should beat Detroit this week, but you know what? I like Matt fucking Stafford a lot.
All right.
Like, he's going to throw the Matt Jones.
Wait a minute, sorry. Attracted to him.
Listen, he listens to podcasts one or two times, he's gonna love me. So whether or not I think he's attractive really doesn't matter. He's gonna look at me, he's gonna love me.
I agree. You think you're better than me?
You know, cut this part of the podcast.
Nice to have you. I love you.
Normally it gets cut out, but because we're in the same room, we can't get that anymore.
You can't.
Listen to me. You guys, listening this far in.
Nobody listened this far into this podcast. People are just disgusted. You're like, I can't believe I gave this a chance. Yeah. Three, four, five times.
Ever. These guys are hammered. They're doing shots every 2 minutes. They're crazy.
Oh my God.
Listen to me. Matt Stafford this week. 3 touchdowns.
Beautiful mouth, bad football player. I think he gets 2 interceptions. 1 touchdown.
3 touchdowns, 2 interceptions. Right. This is going to happen, man. This is fucking right there, back. 2 of those touchdowns, guess who was going to? Fucking Matt Mother.
Eric Ebron. Eric Ebron, 1 rushing TD, 1 passing TD.
Oh, God damn, he's right.
All right, so the game that I'm looking at here is the Monday Nighter, Green Bay against Philadelphia. It's so trendy right now for everybody to say Philadelphia is like the worst 5-5 team there is right now. I think Green Bay is going to crush Philadelphia. Everybody is just going to just shut the fuck up about Philadelphia this week. Green Bay is going to break. I'm going to stick with the spread, so I'm not going to get too crazy. But Philadelphia is the favorite by 4 points, and Green Bay is winning this game. Green Bay's winning that division, too. So if you want to put some money on Green Bay winning that division, I say go for it. Minnesota wins this week against Detroit, and it's just all downhill from there. Green Bay's going to bounce back. And so my bet of the week is, you know, like I've already said, Green Bay over Philly, -3.
It's a really good pick. You guys... Obviously, if you listen to this podcast for weeks now, and there's like one or two people, I am going to pick the Baltimore Ravens are going to finish in front of the Cincinnati Bengals by -4 points.
No way, really? You think Baltimore's going to beat Cincy?
Baltimore's going to be by field goal, by touchdown, sorry.
Yeah, well, it has to be by a touchdown, yeah, based on otherwise, the 3 points.
I don't mean that.
And I did accidentally misspeak as well. I was saying Green Bay -4. It's actually Green Bay +4. That's my bet.
Okay. Baltimore is definitely going to beat Cincinnati because Cincinnati has no one to throw to. And unless Tyler Eifert gets some touchdowns, that's not going to happen tonight because Tyler Boyd and LaFell aren't going to mean anything, as per you earlier in this podcast.
I don't know what you're talking about. That was a long time ago. No, all right. I hear what you're saying. Baltimore's going to win. I don't love Baltimore this year, but...
But who's Cincinnati throwing to? Who's Cincinnati throwing to?
Who's Cincinnati throwing to?
Eifert?
And they can't run. Baltimore has the top run D. Yeah, you're right.
Hill? Hill's going to run everything in because Gio's out.
All right. 100%. That's a good bet. So I think we both crushed the bets of the week this week. Take your life savings, put the money on there.
Come on, Steve, do it.
Steve, who is living in a library, he's living in the encyclopedia section because Wikipedia has killed any taking out of encyclopedias.
Obviously, you can't do that anymore.
You can't do it. I think we made through a podcast. I don't know if it's all coherent. Oh, my God.
Coherent?
Oh, man. I was coming across as the less drunk person.
Yeah, he was trying so hard. He was trying so hard. He then he said coherent. He just wants to say cunt really hard. And then I said coherent, and then it sounded like an asshole.
Anyway, thanks for listening, everybody. I hope you love the Thanksgiving drunk version. You know, here where we're
Please make turkey tomorrow. Watch the football games and have a good time.
And just to throw it out there, I think Minnesota's defense is going to do well. I don't have the balls to play them, which means they're definitely getting at least 15 points.
And us not being there to yell out how bad Palmer sucks.
You suck, Palmer!
You suck, Palmer!
Shout out to Steve.
Oh, man. Steve was there that night. All right, guys. Have a good episode. Peace.
I hate my fans.